Big news! Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here. It's Black Friday in July. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Get our lowest prices of the summer for 5 days only. Plus, amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals with fast and free shipping site-wide. So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off now through July 28th.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
The blood washed away, but the guilt never does. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
A lot of people have been charmed by him. And I don't know if it's just his looks or what it may be, but there was a lot of people. I mean, he's one of the, I don't know what how you would quantify this, but one of the most popular prisoners, I guess, in the world in terms of getting fan mail and letters from women who, you know, want to basically be with him. I mean, let's talk about that aspect for a while, because we've seen that in some other cases. We know there's been some of that going on with Koberger. It goes on with almost anybody, but to such an extent with Scott Peterson, why is that? Especially with this horrible, horrible backstory that he has of cheating on his wife. I mean, just take the murder out of it. And let's say he was arrested for something else and put in jail for the rest of his life. What's the appeal with something like that?
It really goes back to how non-rational human beings can be, right? Mm-hmm. What woman in her right mind would think that this is somebody to begin fantasizing about romantically? What does it get down to? I think, again, people like this, they're con artists. He was a nice looking con artist. He's a smooth talker. And you have very damaged women with low self-esteem who just have an urge to rescue. They have a fantasy about this person is innocent. I mean, I've seen so many cases where it was proven that a guy was a murderer, and yet there was a woman on the outside who didn't believe any of the evidence and was going to rescue him. And they get a lot of attention, you know, often a guy who's incarcerated, well, he's got a lot of free time on his hands, so he writes back. Mm-hmm. So they get the pen pal thing going. And so they can be very charming in the communication, and there's a certain kind of vulnerable woman that just falls for it. And it's really twisted. You know, those are women who I think could benefit from therapy. I don't think that the perpetrators benefit from therapy, but I think women who have this fantasy life going and this need to bask in the glow of someone famous, I think they need help.
Is someone like that, I mean, have you ever dealt with anybody that does that with a prisoner? How do you bring them back around to see just how, you know, unhealthy that sort of behavior is?
Usually when I've had gals like that in therapy, you do start with their own sense of identity. These are usually people who have a lot of problems, mm-hmm. and they often come from abusive or neglectful backgrounds. And so you don't go at the prisoner thing directly. You sort of work with all the other things in their lives that are not good. And you try to solve those other problems. And then sometimes they can get a better perspective on these romantic fantasies that they tend to create.
Do they always recognize that? It seems like someone who's going to do that, even if you have all the other chaos in your life, that's another one directly to deal with. And I can imagine if somebody is saying, this is wrong, I mean, does that almost encourage it more? Does that make someone like that want to do more of that sort of behavior?
Yeah, if they see this guy as this poor, you know, victimized, you know, wonderful person, they may then just continue to try to rescue. Mm-hmm. And so you really have to deal with the other things in their lives. And do they all get better? No, certainly not. Mm-hmm. But I've seen a few. Yeah. And sometimes the light bulb does come on for them, and they start to look at their other relationships, the other kinds of things that they've gotten into in their lives that weren't healthy, or they address their substance abuse problems. Or, you know, if you can get enough of a rapport going with them and look at the big picture, often you see a shift in the attraction to the bad guy.
What does it do for the bad guy? You know, they have, like you said, they have a lot of time to write back, and they're kind of living in their own bubble already. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think no really better definition of that. When you're in prison, you are in your own ecosystem and your own bubble, and you're getting these letters. You know, for someone like a Scott Peterson, what do you think that does for him psychologically, getting letters like that, and for his own story, or believing his own story?
Yeah, it definitely gives them the big ego boost that they love. You know, the center of attention, feeling important, and it gives them a very active fantasy life, which is about all they can do in prison is feed their fantasy life, their sense of grandiosity.
Does it ever, I mean, do we see this sometimes where you have a case like this? I mean, could Scott Peterson legitimately believe that he did not do this? I mean, could this be something that he's blacked out of in his mind because of all these years of professing his innocence? I mean, can one convince themselves that they did not commit a horrific crime like this, even though they in fact did?
Yeah, that would only happen in the case of a person who's psychotic or has some strong psychotic tendencies. And they may really be so poorly grounded in reality that they just don't know what happened, or they don't remember. They were in a very altered psychotic state at the time. That's clearly not him. The mm-hmm. guy is not psychotic. He's strategic. He's grounded in reality. And if, in fact, he is guilty, he's very aware of it.
Yeah. It's fascinating to watch. It'll be interesting to see these interviews and what he has to say. Yeah, I want to hear it all too. If somebody's mm-hmm. in prison and they shouldn't be, it just doesn't feel like Scott Peterson is one of those people.
No, it doesn't have that feeling, definitely.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.